This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on red-hot-mama.com. This is episode number 74 on 1 August 29th of 2007. It's a stormy night here. And
dark, too. Don't forget the darkness.
It's dark and stormy here in Indiana. Our son is afraid of thunderstorms, not because of the lightning, not because of the rain, but because of the power outages.
Yes, the power can go out.
Yeah. What if we run out of electricity? I said, then we will use flashlights. What if the flashlights don't work? Then we'll use candles. What if we run out of candles? We're not out of candles. Doesn't matter. He's six.
We'll go to sleep at some point, and then the sun will come up. It's okay.
I make fun of him. I say, well, what if the power goes out when we're asleep and we don't even know what happened? I don't know that
that
made it better,
though. I'm sure he gets that.
I don't know. He's got a pretty good sense of humor for a kid his size. Imagine that at our house. So here we are. We're just we're tuning in to the Reds Pirates game, the third in the series.
We come to bury the Reds.
the Reds are up 8-0 against the Pirates. And Harang just got hit. Hopefully he's all right. Of course, that's always the case. But it's not that bad. Well, it didn't look like it was that bad. The Reds had a 6-game winning streak going on. People were starting to think, hey.
They were.
Maybe they're going to come back.
And I know why. I know what the secret was.
What was it?
The absence of David Ross. He was dragging this team down,
what?
And now his dark miasma is back. And what do? The first second, they drop a doubleheader to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Well, that's true. They did drop a doubleheader to the Pittsburgh Pirates, but he wasn't even playing in the first game.
His stench was so powerful.
Well, what about now? They're winning 8-0.
Oh, number one, it's Aaron Harang.
Well, that's true.
He won in spite of Ross in the past. And Javi's catching.
Well, you know, you've gone and like said that, and now you're going to have smart elf all over my ass, as if I'm the one who's bad-mouthing David Ross. Of course, you know.
No, it's all me. I'm tired of him.
He gets,
I want Jorgensen back.
Yeah, well, I did kind of like Jorgensen. I did. I really liked his performance with Tom Schoen there.
That was
and
awesome.
Hey, shout out to Tom Schoen, by the way. Fantastic start there. It's really awesome to see some of the you know, what in the world would he even be? If you started at the beginning of the season and you counted down, we got our number one, our number two, our number three, our number four, number five, you'd be getting down to what, our number 12 in Tom Schoen? And he's totally stepped up. Good for you, man.
Yeah, what was it? 7 innings, 3 runs in his first start. Mm-hmm. In the majors
like
ever after 12 years in the minors.
Hell yeah.
My goodness.
Give
He's
the guy
30
a shot,
years
man.
Old, which is the same age I am.
I know.
And I can't imagine having done minor league baseball for that long.
I know. Like,
and once you hit 30, and if you've never been in the majors,
well,
it's pretty much not going to happen.
He just barely got in under the wire.
That's
man.
True. He did
he just barely
turn
got
30
in.
This week.
He just turned, he turned 30 yesterday. Which is funny because I looked on my calendar, on my monthly calendar that I keep in my purse and tells me when I need to like go have drinks with someone. I have a lot of alcohol-related dates. Anyway,
it's good to have a calendar, I guess.
A hobby. I open it up and I look at Tuesday and it says Tom's birthday. I'm like, hey,
how did I know that?
Unrelated, actually. Different Tom, who just happened, a different friend of mine, Tom, who just happened to have the same birthday.
That's
not
fine.
Turning 30, but nevertheless, an interesting coincidence. And we may be having Tom Schoen on the...
Oh, don't say that. You'll jinx it.
No, I think we got to say it. We got to get people tuning in. We're going to try to get Tom Schoen on the podcast.
We're definitely trying, that's for sure.
For the next Red Hot broadcast. Hopefully we can get a message.
I remember, paying attention, I think one of the earlier Bats games we went to, when they came to Indy, mm-hmm. he was pitching.
Yeah.
I remember him, watching him, thinking he did okay. He's got this huge curveball. It just, goes straight
yeah.
up and then plummets.
That's true.
Yeah.
It is really something to watch. You don't see that all the time.
No. And it made some of the hitters look silly. I hope he can keep that up.
Well, it does, and I wonder, is it the kind of pitch that once opposing batters see enough of, they get it in their heads and they understand, or they start hitting them, or is it really something that's effective? Because it does make them look very silly.
I think it has to do with like how he delivers his fastball.
Like, does he have a fastball?
I think it's around 90.
Okay. But what's his curveball?
Less than that.
That's how hard I can throw, I think.
But it's not that. It wouldn't matter how fast the curveball went because of the drop that it does.
I suppose that's...
If he can have a consistent delivery where both out of the hand look the same, the hitter can't really tell in time which pitch it is. And if he thinks fastball and swings, and it's curveball...
That makes sense.
He misses. So that's the biggest key for him, I think, is to... Keep that delivery the same.
Well, I hope he continues getting a chance after they sent back down a Lizardo, yesterday?
I don't know about him. I think he might still be injured or something and isn't saying anything.
That could be. Well, who would understand him if he did say anything?
Javi.
No joke, I hope that when Javi retires, which I hope isn't for a while yet, but when he does retire...
Oh, no, he's going to have a long career. I mean, he'll be able to be a pinch hitter if he wants
to for
a long time.
He'd be kind of a strange choice for DH, but he could be a really good pinch hitter off the bench. I mean, that's kind of how they use him now.
Unfortunately.
But, he could continue doing that for a while. But my point is, when he does retire, I hope he goes into coaching, because he seems like a real affable kind of personality, the bilingualness. Even though they make fun of his English, he actually speaks very good English. And good level-headed guy, and seems to know everything or two about the game.
Yep.
So, shout out to all my favorite players tonight. I'm feeling very positive today. I had a really good day at work, and I love the rain. So glad to have the lawn getting watered. Because if there's one thing that's worse than dead grass, it's dry dead grass. We need wet
that's
dead
great,
grass.
Is I just watered the lawn today?
I know, that was awesome. I know, that was
getting
awesome.
Double dose.
We were like downstairs. We're in the basement, and like, what's that noise? Oh no, it's starting to rain. I need to go turn off the sprinkler. Which I can appreciate, because you don't want to have to turn it off after the rain has started, because then you get all wet. But the franticness was like sort of like, oh, I got to roll up the windows in my car. Oh no, I left my electrical devices outside. Oh, I got to turn off the sprinkler.
Oh no, my galoshes.
They're going to get rain inside of them. So what else? What else is going on with this team?
Let's see. There's a lot of talk about McCannon being manager next
year.
That's
true.
They are jumping the gun big time.
Well,
hopefully Ross coming back and losing those two games will help kill that puppy.
Take some of the air out of that one. The thing is that...
kill the air out of that puppy.
The thing is that... it's the same thing that we've said, I think, with every interim manager. It's like, yeah, give him a chance. Let him be in the interviews. Don't take off the interim tag before the end of the season.
Have they ever not taken... I mean...
Well, you know what?
Miley, I'm pretty sure they hired outright before the year was up. I can't remember if Naren did or
well,
not.
Well, regardless of what they did with Naren, what they did then was extend him way before the season was up. Remember, they gave him, like, they bought out his option or whatever the hell he had.
Paid
for
next
year.
Oh,
yeah. Heck yeah. And they did the same thing with Kruski. And it was just like, why are you doing this now? There's no need to do this now. And that's exactly the case we're in right now.
That teams with a smaller payroll can't do. But the Reds just plow right ahead on being idiots.
Well, there's no reason, and there'd be no reason to take off the interim tag on McCannon now. Why would the situation have to change? What they've said all along is, we'll look into it after the season is over. Why would you change that now?
Yeah.
Just because they went on a 6-game winning streak?
Well, his record is basically about the same as Naren's was after an equivalent number of games as interim manager.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't.
And I'm not going to be satisfied with him hiring a guy like McCannon. I don't care. I want a guy who's won before.
Well, if he were to win something this year, then he would be a guy who's won before. And that would completely change the picture.
If he pulls a miracle out of his trucker's hat, then...
Yeah, and he can get them into the postseason.
Gets them into the postseason.
Or gets them within a few games of the postseason.
No, that wouldn't be enough.
I think that would be pretty phenomenal after where they came from. But, whatever.
I want
what's disconcerting?
Some proven veteran. I know it sounds...
What's disconcerting about McKinnon is, you know, he's
there was just a replay of earlier in the game tonight, and the Pirates center fielder was diving for a ball, and it kind of bounced. He missed, and it kind of bounced and hit him in the face.
And he kind of bounced. That was kind of awesome. But what I was getting at was that McKinnon, you know, the things he does better, I'm quite pleased with a lot of the things he does better than, like, Naren did. But he still does some disconcertingly stupid things.
Well, the things he does better, Naren did at first, too.
Yeah, and
like
something
the whole,
like,
catcher situation.
It was like something sapped all of the intelligence out. Like, something like, there's something that happens longer you're the manager.
What,
like,
you have problems with Hamilton not playing either game of the doubleheader last night?
You know, I do have a little bit of a problem with that.
No way. Ellison and Hopper are both
played,
way
it wasn't
better.
That he didn't play them. He didn't start.
That's because they had righties going or something. And, you know, Hamilton against that is not nearly as good as, wait.
As Ellison against anything at all?
Yeah. It's like pinch hitting with Juan Castro. And that wasn't even McKinnon.
And the thing is, it sort of makes sense to start Hopper in one of the games because he's a really passable fielder.
Sure.
And it's a stretch. You know, it's kind of a drag to have to play two games in a row. Drag makes it sound like it's a bummer. I mean, you know, it's hard on you.
Sure.
It's tiring to have to play two games in a row and to let somebody, you know, have a chance to swap in there makes some sense. But yeah, Ellison, I'm not thinking makes a lot of
Hopper
sense.
Hopper and Ellison for one game. It's like he gave up both games. Dunn and Griffey only played in one game apiece.
Yeah.
And not in the same one. Like, I would think if you're... It seemed to me like they gave up on both of them. Whereas you could go for one and maybe not as hard on the other one.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Like, have everyone in the first one.
Nice not to get swept by the Pirates. Because, you know, the Pirates are pretty hot right now, too. So when you're talking about, like, an issue of momentum, it's kind of risky to, like, let them have... to not give it your best. And you know, the result was that the Reds are now perilously close to fifth place again. Of course, now that they're up 8-0 in the top of the eighth, it's not looking so likely that they're going to...
They have to win tomorrow, too, to stay...
Place, but, yeah, that's true.
A substantial amount ahead.
Yeah, that's true.
I was just disgusted by the doubleheader yesterday. It was like everything... There are so many things about it that were... All that has been wrong with Reds management over the last few years.
Yeah.
And I don't want that again. I want someone who does different stupid things.
Do you want to do it? You want to be the manager? You'd probably get paid more.
More than McKinnon? I don't think so.
I mean, more than you're going to
More than
pay
I do now? Yeah, probably.
Hey, how is my Google page ranked 9?
I don't think it is. I
don't think it is either. Because you get another tab open with the Reds page on it. Well, they're not a 9 either.
I don't think so.
Who the heck is a 9?
There we go.
Well, that's... Okay. Sorry. I get really interested in my Google page rank. And when I went from 4 to 5, I just about went through the roof. I was so excited. Ah, I got a 5!
Raise the roof.
Tell you what.
So...
AOL Sports. Shout out to AOL Sports, who linked to Red Hot Mama. And I believe put us over the 4 to 5 mark. I don't know what it's going to take to get up to a 6. Mm-hmm. I may have to join a network to do that.
I shudder to think about it. That'd be exciting.
Just think.
So, the Reds season's done. They're 8 back currently. They're not coming back.
You are such a pessimist. Come on, man. You got to believe.
So I could be pleasantly surprised.
So what's the
miraculous
what's the rest
happen?
Of the season about then if you don't think that they have any chance? You like seeing the
guys
get
I
want to
bring the kids up, which hopefully they'll do after the minor league season's over and the rosters expand here.
Now, Bubba Fan said that she'd heard somebody making reference to the fact that, like, the Reds management is not as pumped up on Votto as they once were.
Well,
have you heard any more on that? Was that really the case?
I haven't heard anything about that. If that's the case, the Reds management needs to be fired.
No freaking joke, man.
Didn't he just win some award?
Yes. No freaking joke. And, you know, the thing is, I don't know what the situation is. I didn't hear any of those reports, but the way they're treating Cantu, like, that just makes me a little bit ill to think that they're going to platoon. They're going to freaking keep Hatteberg next year? I mean, you know, if that's what they're thinking.
Hatteberg and Cantu.
Hatteberg and Cantu next year? And what are they going to do with Votto?
Minorly. They'd probably end up trading him.
Has he spent his year in AAA? Because, you know, that you have to spend a year at every level by Krisky's plan.
That's the system. But Jay Bruce jumped.
Yeah.
Covering for an injury, they needed to fill a spot for an injury with the Louisville bats, mm-hmm. and he didn't stop hitting. Like, the guy has been amazing this year. So I would love to see him with the Reds in September.
Well, they may get the chance. I mean, the Bats aren't even in the postseason,
are they? No, they're
not
going in the playoffs. They weren't so hot this year, but then the Reds were moving people back and forth all the time.
Well, frankly, I'll take that, because in the past it's been like, badass Bats, suck-ass Reds.
As good as Tom Schoen's first outing was, his stats at Louisville, they're just okay.
Yeah.
He's not like... And he doesn't have a stigma with him, or like Homer Bailey or anything. He's kind of like, oh, Homer Bailey's injured. Oh, we've gone this guy. Oh, we've gone like, oh, who's left?
How the hell is Homer Bailey? Is he out for the season or something?
He did a rehab start after a pulled groin for the Sarasota Reds.
Yeah, he got his ass handed to him,
didn't he? You know, it was like he hadn't left the majors.
Ba-dum-bum. Awesome. Yeah.
So,
what else we got?
Just Central wrap.
Okay, what's going on?
Cubs are in first. They are the only team above 500 in the Central.
The Cardinals are at 500.
Cardinals, that's the big move since the last podcast. The Cardinals are in second place.
And they're, oh my gosh, look at them go!
The only team who I can see mounting a serious threat to the Cubs.
I tell you what, I'm just sick. I'm just sick to think that the Cardinals don't even do jack in the offseason. They go and pick up one freaking piece at the trade deadline, and it's like everything just comes magically together for them.
Yep.
What the hell?
It's not magic.
They sell their souls to Satan.
Nope.
What is it?
They're just smarter than
everybody else. They have a better general manager.
Reds.
Well, they certainly don't have a worse general manager.
How could you?
Well, you'd have to be the Nationals.
I'm not convinced he's worse.
I'm not convinced he's... Well, he's smarter. But I think he might be worse.
Yeah, the Joel Piniero, the guy the Cardinals got at the trade deadline, he's done nothing but go 3-1 with a 3.86 ERA in 5 starts for the Cardinals.
Freaking hell. I'm going to become a Cardinals fan. I'm sick of all this losing. It's not that far to go to St. Louis. Possibly more dangerous.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. The hotel we stayed at in Newport last time. Ooh.
No, the hotel Yikes. That we can't speak of that. No.
Yeah, we have to pretend that didn't happen, because otherwise we have the nightmares.
The night terrors.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was so bad. The hotel itself was bad enough that I didn't take a shower there. It's like, why want to be naked the least amount of time as possible in this place?
Yeah. Well,
I don't think I took off my... You know, I never took off my shoes. It was like I took off my shoes as I pulled my feet into bed, and then you know, put them back on before I got back out.
Never going there again.
No. Anyway, what else? So we talked about.
The Cubs are playing Milwaukee, right? Like this week, the Central is playing the Central.
Okay.
So
one
Cubs
would think
are
that
playing
would happen
Milwaukee. St. Louis is playing Houston. The Reds are playing Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Well, who's Houston? Wait, there's... whatever. But anyway, the Central's playing all in the Central this week. And so everybody's beating up on each other. So there's a good chance that there will only be one team over 500 through all this.
Everything's coming up, Cubbies.
Yeah. Milwaukee's
in third
place.
There's no way they win
in
the postseason, though, right? I mean,
they have tanked. They're 3-7 over their last 10. They've lost 5 in a row. The Brewers
Ouch!
Have... Cincinnati is in
fourth.
So,
hold on. Put that in perspective there. Think about yesterday, the 2 losses the Reds had there, like 3 more times, like 3 times.
Yeah.
And that's the losing streak. Not to say that the Reds haven't been there. We should know. We should have their perspective already. Go on. I'm sorry.
Well, that's... And then Pittsburgh's in fifth, and Houston is bringing up the rear.
Wow.
After cleaning house and getting rid of their general manager and manager, they responded by being shut out by St. Louis.
What the heck?
7-0.
Dude, they need to take like a page from the Reds book, because, you know, this minute they fire a manager.
Now, the Reds didn't really start playing well until Ross went on the DL. What? I'm going to hammer that. Till that balloon
it's
bursts.
It's not me. Smart Elf, I don't hate David Ross.
Who was the catcher for the winning streak?
I don't
That's
like
all I'm
David
saying.
Ross, but I don't hate him. I think he's boring.
I think he has hurt this team far more than anyone realized.
I think he's precisely the kind of boring, no personality, nothing interesting about him player that Krivsky seems to just love. He's like, sign me up, Juan Castro, give me David Ross, I want Hatteberg. You know, I'm like, nothing's wrong with these guys, but they're just not interesting, you know? They're just kind of quiet guys, keep to themselves, don't say anything.
Maybe he's attracted to people like himself. You know, Dan O'Brien had the thing for the long, thin faces.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that he himself... Well, actually, I kind of pictured him having a longer, thinner face when he was younger.
Yeah.
He had some jowl action going on as he got older.
That's true.
Maybe that's the same with Krivsky.
Yeah.
He himself is boring, bland, a little stupid. That is not nice.
That's far enough. That's far enough. You know, sometimes we get carried away when we're complaining about our team because we care.
And it gets frustrating to see things that don't seem to make any sense.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. Because
to see no improvement either.
Because you like to think that there's something going on behind the scenes that makes it make sense.
Yeah.
But when you just like keep seeing the same nonsensical things over and over again and no explanation, nothing that seems to put any of it together, it's hard to believe it. So, wow, that was a cheerful note. We're trying to get Tom Sherwood on the podcast. We're going to have to think of things to ask him. So, how'd you like winning? Did you have a fun birthday? Did you go to Chuck E. Cheese?
I bet he did.
I'm a good interviewer. So, be looking for that one. Hopefully the next podcast that we have.
Sometime soon.
But, you know, we'll have to see.
We might break our somewhat weekly...
cycle for that?
Cycle.
Well, we've already done that in having our Monday podcast here on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's been busy. The kid in first grade has had homework.
I know it, man.
Every night.
Every night he has homework. And it's not like super long homework,
no.
Except that he's a really poor speller, and so we're practicing his spelling words like crazy trying to...
He just hasn't taken to words like he has to math.
That's true. Well, he'll get there.
No, I know. It
one
just
step
makes
at a time.
Right
we should probably
now.
Just let him fail the spelling test.
Okay.
Not worry ourselves about it. Because, you know, we've got important baseball-related things to do every night.
That's right.
Okay.
And I've got reading to do.
Yes. Oh, that's right. We just got the Deathly Hallows, the last Harry Potter book that we had on reserve at the library is now...
It was on hold for like 2 to 3 weeks.
And is now in our possession. So expect the next podcast
pages of it.
To, again, be very... No, Harry Potter related. Because I seem to talk about Harry Potter every time I'm reading the books. Which ought to be great in Tom Sherwood. Because he can be on the program and I'll be like...
Do you have a scar on your forehead?
So have you read The Deathly Hallows? Or what'd you think?
Everybody dies. Except for me.
You know why? Anyway, so
to find out why.
Well, so let's wrap this up. We got the Reds up 8-0 in the top of the ninth. So, I don't want to jinx
it.
Yeah,
and we want to finish
but
the
it's
podcast
looking good.
Before the power goes out.
Yeah, because then we'd have to go on battery power, and then what if we ran out of batteries? And then what if we ran out of candles?
Plug it into the battery UPS,
and then,
I guess.
Then what if the sun didn't come up?
Then we'd be living in biblical times, though, for sure.
What's awesome is that I said, like, so what if it was dark? What if we ran out of flashlights? What if we ran out of candles? Then we would run into things.
Well, he is a fan of the running.
That's being six for you. Okay, let's wrap this up. This has gotten ridiculous. Okay, so enjoy the rest of the game and tune in next time for hopefully the interview with Tom Sherwood. Or, you know, us talking about Harry Potter. And until then, hang in there and
go
Reds!
Show your love for the show by leaving a comment at iTunes or voting for us at Podcast Alley. Or leave your own rant about the dysfunctional Reds and the Red Hot Diaries at our website at red-hot-mama.com. And you can always drop us a line at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.